Next time you go out for a nice dinner, give a listen near the restaurant's kitchen. There's a decent chance you'll hear something like this. Spanish is a common language in the kitchen, in the restaurant industry. About one out of every 10 workers is an immigrant. Many are in the U.S. illegally. This week, our series Culture Shift examines the issues of immigration reform. Today, in part three, KUOW's Liz Jones takes a closer look at the foreign workforce inside the service industry.
Consider these numbers. In the U.S., 20% of restaurant chefs and cooks are undocumented immigrants. For dishwashers, it's nearly 30%. That's according to an estimate from the Pew Hispanic Center in 2008. It's clear restaurants heavily rely on undocumented workers, and immigration reform could really shake things up. Hola. To get a sense of how common this practice is around Seattle, I did a highly unscientific spot check. I visited a half dozen restaurants in the Capitol Hill neighborhood, the places with things like braised pork belly and chestnut soup on their menus.
Parsley, garlic, olive oil, and truffles.
In 5 out of 6 restaurants, some of the kitchen staff was speaking Spanish. That's not to say they're undocumented. I didn't ask anyone that directly. But a line cook named Pedro suggested he would seek out other work if he had the option. He says this job is stressful and it doesn't pay much. His dream is to have his own business and be his own boss.
Mi nombre es José Antonio. Yo soy salvadoreño.
I met José Antonio at Casa Latina. It's a nonprofit that hires out workers for odd jobs, like gardening, cleaning, or restaurant work. Most of the workers are Latinos who are in the U.S. illegally, including José Antonio. For that reason, he asked to only use his first name. José Antonio spent years washing dishes in Seattle restaurants, from fast food to high-end gourmet.
Porque los que tienen papeles no quieren hacer ese trabajo.
He says legal workers don't want this job. They'd rather apply for something better. At a restaurant, this is the hardest job. Everything's left for the end, and you're the last person to leave. Day after day after day, it's a job that gets really tedious. Just like Pedro, the cook we met earlier, José Antonio says he'd also pursue better jobs if he had legal status here.
Aplicaría más en como en otros trabajos que salen en...
He says, I would apply for more jobs that I see on Craigslist, like to work in a warehouse or operate a forklift. I look for jobs online, but they all ask for social security numbers. For people with documents, there's a lot more opportunity. José Antonio and Pedro illustrate a key question in the debate about immigration reform. What will happen if all those restaurant workers are suddenly free to pursue other work? A key proposal for immigration reform is a path to citizenship for unauthorized immigrants who are already here. Some employers fear that would lead to a worker shortage and would in turn jeopardize their business. And they want a system in place to better predict and manage future labor needs. This workforce issue is one of the most critical pieces of immigration reform. It's partly why past efforts have crumbled. Now, labor and business leaders are negotiating a solution. They want to create a new program to bring in foreign workers for low-skilled jobs that Americans don't fill, like jobs at restaurants, hotels, and construction sites. Workers would come here on a visa as free agents. They could work for any employer that would hire them.
There are so many open jobs right now in this country that remain open because the people don't have the skills to fill them, or the people who have the skills to fill them aren't here.
Eric Schinfeld is with the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. He says the group is pushing immigration reform as their top priority in D.C. this year.
It's really about making sure that there is a link between job openings and people to fill them. And right now in our state, frankly, in our country, there's a real disconnect.
Some worry foreign worker programs just give business a backdoor pipeline to cheap labor. Schinfeld dismisses that idea. He says a better system for foreign workers could benefit and protect people on both sides, employers offering jobs and those taking them. And here in the Seattle area, Shinfield can envision plenty of ways to use this type of worker program.
Whether it be farmers markets or food trucks or things like that. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to think very creatively about what our workforce needs are, when our workforce needs are, specifically when the tourism season really picks up. So you could really see a boom there in not only restaurants, but all sorts of hospitality industries.
This is my kitchen.
In restaurants, you find unauthorized workers in all types of jobs, not just in the kitchen. At this restaurant just north of Seattle, the specialty is tortas.
Yeah, this is a very popular in Mexico, tortas, like hamburger for you. Yeah,
I'm Martinez, and I'm from Mexico City.
So how did you do all this? How did you start your own business?
Well, it's my business started with a big dream when I came to USA. I'm working, 16 hours every day for 6 years,
Martinez started with a taco truck. Now he owns 3 restaurants and oversees a staff of 18 people, mostly Latinos. He says Americans rarely respond to his job ads. Martinez says everyone on his staff has a social security number, but he admits to one exception.
I'm illegal, yeah.
Do you feel that's a risk you're taking, that maybe people might find out about you? And
you know what? I think I'm working very hard, and I pay my taxes, so I believe in the system.
Martinez asked to only use his last name because of his legal status. He says being illegal, as he calls it, has not been a barrier to run a business, get loans, permits, all of that. But he recognizes it can be a barrier for many people to move up into better jobs. That's one reason he supports immigration reform. And of course, there's a more personal reason for him and his family.
Believe me, I love this country because it's my country.
And though it's a risk to be here, to him, it's worth it. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.